This is a podcast from The Samplecast, Volume 3, Episode 63.
The Samplecast.
Hello everybody, and welcome. Happy New Year and Happy Christmas, if you haven't caught me on this side of Christmas. A very warm welcome to a new season of the Samplecast. You might have noticed at the start I said volume 3. I'm going to try and keep it organised, and this is the start of the third year of the Samplecast, which I cannot believe. We've gone from strength to strength, recruiting developers, recruiting listeners, and we've gone through so many hundreds of sample libraries and plugins. I have just completely lost count. But hopefully you found the information useful and you found the audio demos, composer interviews, tips and bargains to your liking. If you have, or even if you haven't, please do let me know. I am all ears here at The Samplecast. You can contact us via email, thesamplecast@gmail.com. You can locate us on Twitter. You can find us on Facebook. And of course, you can send us a message via The Samplecast website as well. So what has Volume 3 got lined up in the future? Well, I never really know until the week of production, because a lot of sample library companies don't give me a huge amount of notice on what they've got out. But one of the focuses certainly for the next few months is going to be to try and highlight some of the female composers out there, as I realise that over the last 63 shows, we have only focused on male composers. They're the only ones who have really contacted us, apart from one, who is Marianne Fisher, a good friend of mine. And after a bit of discussion on Facebook with female composers and male composers as well, I'd realised that there were loads of female composers out there with some really great stuff. I want you to get in touch. I want you to send me your composer demos. I'll get in touch so that we can arrange some interviews and hopefully spread the word out there and get a bit more of a gender balance on the show. Because sampling and music shouldn't just be a boys' club. I want to include everybody. So that's my mission going forward for the next few months. On to this week's show, and we've got the usual mix of developer updates, bargains, freebies. There's tips and tricks at the end of the show about how to create your own string and woodwind runs. But we're going to kick off with this week's news.
Roundup.
Please welcome me in greeting a new developer to the Samplecast. Well, he's kind of a new developer. He's been going for years, but it's Olidjide Paris. He's most known for his work with 8DO, Impact Soundworks, Audio Imperia, and Private Labs. But this time he's branching out on his own with a new library and a new production company called Paris Sampling. So this is Motion Cinematic Grooves. It's got over 1,000 tempo sync tonal loops for the full version of Kontakt 5.5.2 and above, and it runs in a modified version of the Photosynthesis engine. So if you've used that before, you'll know roughly what to expect. Olidjide asked my advice on some aspects of the library, and I was happy to help him out. And I have to say that the final result is rather nice. It provides lots of twisted and mutated string options for underscoring and action cues. Do check out his new venture at the link in the show notes.
Thank you.
Next up, Cueca 2 from Mule Tone Audio. This is a Brazilian percussion library which runs in the full version of Kontakt 5.5 and above. It contains 341 samples, it's got two microphone positions, and within that sample pool you've got 80 pre-recorded loops and single hit articulations, as well as a wide variety of effects. Of course, it's a very specific library, but to my ear it does sound authentic and it should be useful for those writing Latin music. Have a look at the Mule Tone Audio website for details. Fans of The Unfinished have been waiting for a new Omnisphere sound set from Matt Bowdler for a while, and it's finally out. It's a collection of 400 patches for Omnisphere, focusing on action underscoring, although like all of his packs, he's included quite a wide variety of sounds, and they're all adjustable with the onboard dials, and of course the mod wheel adds some action as well. There's also a deluxe version of the sound set featuring 50 extra patches for an additional fiver, and that uses sound sources from the Bob Moog Tribute Legacy collection. If you're interested, check out the Unfinished site for details. This interesting new plugin was going to be my big review for this week's show. I had that all planned, as it's an innovative approach to sound design. However, my best laid plans were quickly changed when I learned that you needed a physical iLock 2 or more recent version of an iLock to authorize it, so my iLock 1 just didn't cut the mustard. I got in touch with the developers over at Boom Library to ask what was going on, and they did confirm that you can't use an iLock 1 for this, nor can you activate it using iLock authorization on your computer. So I haven't tried this plugin for myself, and I can't vouch for its workflow. However, Boom Library have put out some great walkthrough videos for this, so you can get an idea of what's going on their website. This is basically a generative turbine and engine noise generator with loads of options for customizing the character and speed and timbre of the sound. It comes with 50 presets to start you off, although I'm assured that there's many different sound design tricks that you can throw with this and make turbine into a lot of different sorts of sounds, including electronic servos, that sort of thing. As I say, I haven't checked it out myself, but there's more info at the Boom Library website, where turbine is currently discounted to $149. After the Black Friday and Christmas sales extravaganzas, it's all gone a little bit quiet on the bargain front, but I've managed to pull out a couple for you this week. I did spot that loads of simple plugins from WA Production are now just £1 over at Plugin Boutique for the next couple of weeks. There's an EQ, saturator, transient shaper, compressor and stereo imager plugin, and these run in Mac and PC. You've got 94% off these at the moment, so I can't really complain about that. They're just £1. And you can also get a pack of Serum and Massive presets for just £1 as well. Do click the link on the show notes for the full details. Next up, a big bundle of sound effects from Sound Ideas. Now, you might not have heard of Sound Ideas before, but they're a producer of sound effects and sound design samples with a great pedigree, and they've got quite a lot of history to that company. This collection is more on the sound effects tip than actual music, but there's lots here for trailer designers, hybrid scorers, and experimental composers. They've actually sampled houses and factories being knocked down by diggers, so the sounds here are authentic. There's also metal sounds and electronic sounds too. This package is currently available for 85% off. It's just $99 over at the Audio Plugin Deals website. Check the link in the description for details. A couple of nice developer updates for you this week. The first one is the new 1928 Steinway piano from 8DO. They've updated their extensive piano collection, and this is a 20 gigabyte library, and it samples a 1920s Steinway. The original version of the library is about 6 years old, so this is a well-needed update, and it's got two instruments, a light version and a complete sound design patch too. These instruments feature two different microphone positions running in the full version of Kontakt 5.6 and above. 8DO have added 23 new presets here and morphing and blending modes, allowing you to combine the piano sounds with other tones. There's also a new effects engine, and they've updated the interface as well. There's more about this piano at the 8DO website. I want to say a big thank you this week to Audiofire, who sent me their Randomizer Series 1.2 collection for a go. This brings their two existing products, Vespa and Abstrung, up to versions 1.2 with a lot of improvements. And they've also added a totally new library to the collection. This is a third one called Aircoid. I think I'm pronouncing that correctly. As I say, they sent me these for play and I really enjoyed having a go with them. I have to say I was pretty impressed with the sounds and functionality, especially the useful randomizer function, which always threw up usable sounds and really surprised me on several occasions. There are new interfaces here for the three libraries. You've got MIDI, drag and drop, and sequencers on board as well. I'm not going to attempt to explain everything that these libraries can do, as they are pretty complex and the best way to experience them is to just plug in and play, but you should have a look and check them out at the Audiofire website. Here's a few freebies for you. Some of these are old and some new. I did celebrate bargains and freebies over the Christmas period with a special Samplecast newsletter. This was dedicated to everything I found in December. As I said at the top of the show, if you're not signed up to the Samplecast newsletter, do that. It's definitely a good resource, and I send out freebies pretty much every week. If you'd like to get a copy of that specific newsletter that dealt with the freebies and bargains in December, do drop me an email. I'll forward that to you. I have to say in as a little bit of a sneak preview as well that I'll be giving away an exclusive free instrument via the Samplecast newsletter in the next few weeks, so make sure you're signed up if you want to get hold of that. First up, a free Dudak from Strezov Sampling. This was released over the Christmas period and it's one instrument from their Balkan Ethnic Orchestra collection, which I reviewed a couple of weeks ago and I really loved it. They're giving it away free as a taster for that full library and you'll need to sign up for the website to get hold of it, but it's a pretty easy process. The Dudak runs in the full version of Kontakt. It's got two different microphone positions and it's almost 200 megabytes in size. To my ear, it's got a lovely warm tone with a decent playable range and it's got pre-recorded phrases in there too. Do check it out at the link in the show notes. A second mention this week for WA Production. I helped to put the walkthrough together for this free parallel compression plugin, which is called Combear. It was released just before Christmas, and it's a really super simple tool for PC and Mac. You can easily add parallel compression to your tracks with this without having to do any complex routing in your DAW. I have to say the effect is pretty subtle, but if you want to adjust your transients and sustains of notes using compression, then definitely do check this out at the link in the show notes. Next up, Ancient Voices by Embertone, and I did cover this in the Samplecast newsletter, but in case you missed it, I thought I'd mention it again as it's such a great freebie. It samples a choir with legato transitions and two microphone positions. You can also play polyphonically if you like. Embertone released this just for Christmas, so I've no idea if it's sticking around for much longer, but you should pick it up whilst you can. Thank you. Next up, Ron Rocco by Sample Phonics. Now, this library is a couple of years old, but I'd not come across it until this week when somebody mentioned it on VI Control. So thank you to them. I would mention them by name, but they've got a very odd username, so I'm not sure who it is in real life. It contains two Ron Rocco guitar patches, and they run in the full version of Kontakt 5.1 and above. One is pre-recorded loops, and the other is a multi-sampled playable patch. I downloaded it for a go, and despite some rather odd mapping choices for the loop instrument, I did have a really good time with it, and it's got a very authentic sound. Check it out now at the Sample Phonics website, and I'll give you a link in the description where there's also many other free instruments and sample packs. This week's tip is something that I do pretty often. It's a quick and dirty technique for creating string or woodwind runs out of staccato samples for libraries that don't have pre-recorded runs. So here I'm using a string patch from Cinematic Strings. It's their Monster Staccato patch. And obviously that doesn't have any runs or anything, it's just a straight staccato. And I want to program this string run, which sounds very stiff. It's pretty basic at the moment. So what we're going to do is duplicate the track. So I've already done that here. And then take that set of notes for the string run and assign every other one to the two different tracks. So I've got one track that sounds like this, and one that sounds like this. And we've actually extended the notes slightly so that they blend into one another. One thing as well that you'll notice is that I've used the pitch bend so that every note runs from slightly detuned down to slightly detuned up. And if you've got that ability with your sample library to use that pitch wheel, then do it, because it will allow the notes to kind of slur more into one another. So those two tracks combined sound like this, which is much more realistic than this. It's a subtle change, but it's a quick and dirty way to introduce a more realistic run sound to your staccato samples. Thanks so much for tuning into the show. I'll be back again next week. And the week after, I will be at NAMM in LA. It's the last week of January 2017. So if you're planning on going to NAMM, please do get in touch via the Samplecast website, email, Facebook or Twitter. I'd love to meet you there. Maybe we can have some kind of Samplecast meetup if there's enough of us. It would be really good to see who's listening and connect with some of the people over in the USA. I know you are there because I do get messages from you now and again. So if you're heading to NAMM, yes, do get in touch. I'd love to hear from you. And until next week, bye-bye now.